there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we got 2 hours left, so you know to keep it locked right here. Los Angeles Lakers tonight at Boston. Obviously, Lakers-Celtics, huge rivalry, biggest rivalry in the NBA historically. And LeBron James is back. And so far, so good. Lakers off to a nice start. With LeBron and Russell Westbrook and AD and Talen Horton Tucker, Rob G's favorite player, and Avery Bradley. That was their starting lineup. And they're up 18-9 on a pretty mediocre Boston Celtics team. They got to figure out what the heck they're doing in Boston because they have too much talent to be an also-ran in the Eastern Conference. So, so far, so good for you Lakers fans out there. But, Rob, let's talk about last night's game. And the New England Patriots, and you know I picked them to make the playoffs. I picked Mac Jones to be the best rookie quarterback, you know, perform the best. I think Trevor Lawrence still has more upside. But right now, so far, both of those things are coming to pass at this point. And the Patriots have won 5 straight games, Last night, 25-0 over Atlanta. I know Atlanta's not very good. But what they've been doing, Rob, in their five straight wins, they've been blowing out the bad teams. And actually, some pretty good teams they've been blowing out. We know they blew out Cleveland 45-7. Carolina's not horrible. They beat them 24-6. They beat the Chargers. Good win. They destroyed the Jets. I know it's the Jets, but they beat them 54-13. They did what you're supposed to do against a chump. And last night, they did the same thing, spanking Atlanta. Rob, it was the Falcons' first home shutout, meaning first time they've been shut out at home since, like, the 1990s.
Watch that game, you know how many misplays they had in the red zone? It's ridiculous. I mean, that I would have fired everybody today, Chris, because that loss and the one before this, who did they play? They got annihilated. Dallas? They got annihilated. I mean, like,
the loss before, they were smashed by Dallas. Yeah, 43-3.
What is that team has fallen so far off the map. I don't know
what they've lost their spirit. They weren't that good to begin with, but they lost their spirit. Because last night, the running backs for New England, Stevenson and Harris, were running through dudes. I mean, and I like those backs. I like the running game New England has. But they made them look like freaking Earl Campbells.
It was embarrassing. It was just a terrible at some point, like, if you're Arthur Blank, and I know you don't want to just be throwing people out all the time, every time, but boy, last year, Chris, we watched them give away so many games. You remember last year? And now this year, what's gotten better? Have they gotten better?
I just don't think they're a good team.
Yeah.
I don't think they're a good team.
And they're terrible. But, the Patriots.
But I do think
it's a great setup for Mac Jones with a defense, kicking game, and he's not put in a position. He's been put in a position to succeed. A lot of people thought he would have a better situation. He was drafted 15th, not in the top five or six. Those guys have all gone to horrible, horrible situations. You talked about Lawrence, Wilson with the Jets, some other guys. The teams aren't that good.
Chicago, and Justin Fields.
Yeah, it's going to be harder for you, Chris, to play because they need you to do more. The Patriots don't need Mac Jones to do more. They need him to do what they need him to do. And it's a recipe for success when you're not asking the guy to throw the ball 45 times. Like the Jets had Wilson when he had the four picks against the Patriots in the first half.
Right.
Or what. Like, seriously, why are you throwing the ball that much, Chris? Right. Like, you can't.
Well, let me ask you this. So, a lot of people are comparing Mac Jones to Tom Brady. And look, let me qualify it. And I think you know this. You're always hesitant to compare somebody to an all-time great. A Tom Brady, a Michael Jordan, a LeBron James. Nobody's saying Mac Jones is going to win 7 Super Bowls or even 3. All right? Even 2. I mean, you know, nobody's saying he's going to be this all-time great quarterback like Brady. But they are so when they compare him to Brady, including me, because I think the comparisons are legit. Nobody's saying he's going to be that great. But you're comparing him. What do you think about the comparisons that a lot of people, including myself again, are making with Mac Jones to Tom Brady, Rob?
Yeah, I'm not that comfortable with it. I think it's premature. I think Brady early on, you know, nobody expected much from Brady. Got a couple of breaks early on that changed the course of who he is and how that was able to manufacture itself. And then the second half was more about Brady than about the Patriots and their style.
You mean
defense.
Yeah. The last part of the dynasty,
I think, you know, the first part was not about Brady, but the second part was more about Brady. So I don't know. And then as you talk about going forward, Mac Jones and where he fits in the AFC, there's a number of young, talented quarterbacks in the AFC. I don't think it's some automatic ride that he's going to be in that mix. There's about 3 or 4 quarterbacks who will have some say, Chris, going forward, including Patrick Mahomes in the AFC, who ain't going nowhere anytime soon.
Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Herbert, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, if he becomes something.
But there's 5 already, Chris, without even blinking. As what I'm saying is, I'm not so sure that Tom Brady faced that kind of quarterback, young quarterbacks who are all around your age, who are going to be around for the next 10 years as you mature and get better. Like, there's no skating, even in his own division, right, in Buffalo.
Right, right. So Brady certainly didn't have anything like that in his own division. We all know
that. Right, and that's what I'm saying. And Mahomes is still out there. He's the elephant in the room.
Mahomes is young.
You have to get past him.
Huh? Well, and again, nobody's saying that, yeah, right. Jones is going to just
no,
run
I'm just saying
the
that the road
AFC
is
like
tougher
Brady did.
Than Brady had at that point, and the only guy he really was in his way was Manning. Right?
Well, I think what you said about Brady, like the first part of the dynasty not really being about Brady. First of all, I do disagree. I know he wasn't throwing for 350 yards a game, and he wasn't, you know, just lighting the league on fire and all that early in his career. But it was very much, it was very a lot about the defense, obviously, a lot about Belichick and just the way they played. But Brady deserves a lot of credit, and here's why. Because I've said it before, Rob, that team was in the dumps before Brady took over. The same team, the same defense, the same coach. They were 5-11.
I don't know if you can say it's the same defense. I'm not
it
so
changed
sure
that much in 1 year? Well, let me make my case.
But teams do change.
You got some differences, but still had this great defensive coach.
But teams change year to year.
Rob, the year Brady took them to the Super Bowl, they were 0-2 before he started. So they were 5-11 the first year. They didn't just revamp everything. Obviously some changes. And then they start 0-2 with a Pro Bowl quarterback in Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, but I don't even
Brady
know who they played those
in.
Games. It's easy to look at it and go 0-2. Yeah, you can. Go ahead, but I'm just saying.
They went 11-3 under Brady in the regular season. It wasn't all schedule. Brady had something that you like to poo-poo it. Intangibles are real. And he had something that sparked
according
those guys. According to the number. Joe Montana, ain't, you say he's the GOAT.
No,
he's not
about
in the GOAT conversation because of his, he
I
was,
said to you,
had
that's
all the
what
physical
you,
tools.
That's what you hang your hat on.
I'm not the only one. Right, a lot of
you,
people will tell
the
you
the conversation that me and you are having, you believe in intangibles. I think that they're something that you could always point to for people who win. That I've never hear anybody say he has all the intangibles, but he can't win. It's only guys who win have intangibles.
I don't even know what that means. But anyway,
Tim Tebow has intangible. He's a winner.
He doesn't have the physical ability.
He doesn't have the physical ability. Yeah, but
you got
intangible.
Rob, see, you make it all black and white, and I don't want to go here on a tangent because I want to get to the Mac Jones discussion.
Get to Mac Jones. Okay.
No, but let me finish because you interrupted. If you sit there and listen like I sit there and listen to you, we can have a conversation. But you trying to make it all black and white. No, it's not all black and white. It's nuanced. You do need intangibles, but you obviously also need physical ability. There's like a certain standard you got to have. And Tim Tebow didn't have it at the NFL level. So that it's not that complicated. All right, but Tom Brady, to say he had nothing to do with it is ludicrous because they were a bad team before he took over, and immediately they became a good team. Now, I'm not saying he was the Tom Brady we saw with Randy Moss, but he was still had a lot to do with that run that they had. But the point I was trying to make is you saying it wasn't about Brady is more in line with Mac Jones. It's not about Mac Jones. Mac Jones is a game manager right now. But he's a smart game manager. He's a game manager with good decision making. He's a game manager who's accurate. He's a game manager who has a quick release. He's a game manager who has a good emotional makeup. All similar. And he's not like incredibly gifted physically. All of those things are similar to Tom Brady. And they're winning largely because of the defense and the run game. And then they got a quarterback that doesn't make mistakes. That's what they did with Tom Brady. And so I think the similarities are very, there's a lot of them. It's just like if you look at Trae Young when he first came in the league and you compared him to Steph Curry. You're not saying he's going to be as great as Steph, but the similarities are obvious. If you look at Kobe Bryant early in his career, you weren't saying he's going to win six rings like Michael Jordan and two three-peats, but the similarities, the game, the mentality, the size, it was there. And that's what I'm saying. That is legitimate. Doesn't mean they're exactly alike or Mac's going to have the success of Brady. We may never see another quarterback have the success of Brady. But the similarities are legitimate.
877-99-ON-FOX.
You know what that means? Mic drop!
No, it means
that's right. I'll be dropping mics up here.
I'm not going to.
I'll be silencing.
I can't even watch you call it. I can't.
I know you can't. I know you can't. You can't respond.
Sometimes
you can't rebut. You got nothing to say.
You're right. I can't. My head, it's got to have logic for me to be able to fully function.
Oh, gosh. I gave you 10 straight minutes of logic.
It was. It just didn't register with me. Sorry, Chris. Good.
Well, that don't mean
it registered with other people.
877-99-ON-FOX. Your turn to weigh in. Are the comparisons between Mac Jones and Tom Brady legitimate? We want to hear your opinion on The Odd Couple next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure, or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Man, he's showing off, DJ Alex Tyson, on a funky Flashback Friday. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, real credit card questions require real people. You know, somebody who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover Card offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7 at the drop of a hat. Discover exceptionally common sense. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You heard Rob and I battle about it. You heard me drop the mic on him like nobody's business. Now it's your turn to weigh in. Are the Mac Jones-Tom Brady comparisons legitimate?
Sergio in El Paso, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sergio?
Hey, Chris, Sergio. Rob.
Well, how are you?
What up, G?
What's up, man? Hey, Chris, I hope you and your family are well, man. It's great to see you back.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Real talk.
But stop it, Chris. Stop it.
All right, bye, Sergio. Bye. Did Rob just text you? That's why he's taking people out to lunch.
Sergio.
That's why he's meeting
ahead.
With Chris, listeners Chris. In other cities so he can, look, Chris. When I text you, I need help. Chris is destroying me. That means call in.
Oh, Chris, I've been hearing this. Okay, before you guys even brought this topic up, Mac Jones, this and that, he's blowing up because he beat the poorly Falcons, and he had a nice little shot to Kendrick Bourne. I admit that. You know,
yeah,
it was a nice shot.
Yes.
You know, Belichick is taking the training wheels off a bit, but please, man, let him go through some adversity. Let him finish the season before we start calling him Tom Brady. Even though I get your parallel that it's like, oh, you know, he's just a game manager, just like when
right.
Brady first started, but I mean, Jimmy G was a game manager his first year starting for the Niners, and
yes.
He took him to the Super Bowl. No one's comparing him to Tom Brady, and rightfully so, right? I'm a Niner fan. I'm not going to compare Jimmy G to Tom Brady, but we got to chill out on Mac Jones, Chris. Please.
Great point.
But hold on.
Sergio,
but, and Rob,
point.
Would you agree with this? People didn't. Look, nobody's saying Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be the next Tom Brady, just like we're not saying Mac Jones will be, you know, a 7-time Super Bowl champ. But, Rob, they did give Garoppolo love, right, in New England
and
in San Francisco.
They didn't mention Tom Brady. I don't think remember them saying he was Tom Brady. I think he could do a little bit more than Brady, I think, right, early on.
Oh, so he was better than Brady.
No, I said a little bit more than Brady did early on. That's all. I
wouldn't
say he was better than him.
Right.
Let's go to John. Just because people don't have to agree with you, Chris, you know, it's like people have different opinions. It's okay. John in Fort Lauderdale, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
I
block everybody that disagrees with me. Like
that's all right.
Like
do what you got to do.
I learned that from somebody. I learned that for a friend.
I'll block if I want to. Block if I want to. Block if I want to.
That's why they won't let you change your handle.
That's whatever. And you know what? All the people I'm blocking, I still go out to lunch with them. So it's all good. Go ahead, John. You're on the iCouple. What's up?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Rob. Thanks for the program. You guys bring up some great topics. The comparisons are absolutely real. You want to look back. I mean, it's 12 or 20 years ago.
John, when did you move from Boston to Fort Lauderdale?
You're interrupting me, Rob. Sorry.
I'm asking you a question. Answer my question, and then you can keep going. When did you move from Boston to Fort Lauderdale?
25 years ago.
Okay, go ahead. I just wanted to know.
Hey, that's all right. You got a valid
opinion. Please don't interrupt
me
till I'm finished.
Keep going.
Is that okay,
well,
Rob?
I mean, but go ahead. It's our show.
Please don't interrupt. I mean, you like to do that a lot.
John. John. Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Next time. Do
you
not try to dictate
call
the
into
odd couple
else's show, right?
Exactly.
And tell them don't interrupt. We're gonna let you finish.
Right.
We will let you finish, but you can't strong arm it. Hey, who you interrupt? No,
exactly. When you do
I mean,
that,
come on, man.
You're not gonna be on. So
we
appreciate
gonna let you
the
talk.
Support.
We let everybody talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jordan?
Nothing much. How you doing, fellas? Welcome
good,
back.
Right.
I can see the comparisons. I'm not saying that Mac Jones is as good as Tom Brady. I mean, love Alabama, and I personally thought that Bryce Young was going to start over him. I can see where the comparisons come from, just off the way that he plays and the way that he attacks the game. He's very cerebral, and he doesn't have the strongest arm, but he's really, really accurate, and he puts the ball where it needs to be.
I totally agree. I think you're right on the money. None of us are saying he's going to be as good as Tom Brady. I mean, that would be ridiculous. But there are similarities, and you just pointed some of them out. I mean, it's just – I think it's undeniable. Good call.
Van in New York, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Van?
Hi, how are you guys? It's good,
good
to
man.
Good.
Chris, I just love it to see how you make Rob speechless. And yes, the similarity is always the same. We always compare in different sports. We have to. That's the way it is. We always compare somebody from now to the future or whatever. But
how many times
time,
are we right with that, Van? Are we right most of the time or not?
Not always.
Okay.
I think
just
right.
asked
sometimes
you a question.
It's right,
that's
sometimes
all.
It's wrong.
I think that we always want to measure somebody with something, you know? We always want to make sure that everybody, you know, we want to measure pretty much it. We want something to talk about. We always want to search for the great one, the next one.
Right.
But at the same time, we also forget that Mac Jones is playing in the system of Bill Belichick. So I think anybody can maybe do better or just as good as Tom or maybe but won't be successful like Tom. We don't know, but it's good to compare, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know?
All right,
Van.
All right.
Thanks
good
for the call.
Van.
Appreciate
thank
you.
All right, a friend of the show is getting ready to shock the world this weekend, or he's certainly going to try. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, but first, Brian Finley. B. Finn, the loquacious. Rob G, I want Rob G to announce on national radio the announce this, Rob G, because he's making me look bad.
Yeah, I messed up the teleprompter on that one.
I'm like,
that was my bad.
I'm
Are you listening to the show, Steve?
A lot of times I read the.
You just read what's in front of you. And
a lot of times,
like Charles Barkley.
Right.
Yeah, I usually copy and paste the some of the formats from the tees from previous text messages.
I mean, but I've been listening to Steve DeSager. It's a Friday. I would never make that. I would look at that and still wouldn't read it.
You never make mistakes on reads.
Never.
My bad, Steve.
It wasn't even my mistake, Steve. Look at your boy.
That's right.
Look at your boy in the next room.
I have been written out of the show like Chuck on Happy Days.
Exactly.
Just dribbled the basketball.
You were on at one point, right? And then all of a sudden, Chuck just disappeared from Happy Days.
Never to be seen again.
Chuck, too.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
All right, we live from the Fox Sports Radio
studios.
Steve,
I had nothing to do with
Rob G. Come on here, because I want to talk to Rob G. Rob P. I'm done with all that. I'm not chastising you. Here's the thing: you're Mr. Laker, right? You're known around America as the Husky Laker fan.
That's right.
Now, here's the thing: you've seen me on TV, you've heard me on our show. I've been more optimistic on the Lakers than a lot of people. You know, I think Westbrook's learning how to play off the ball. I think they're playing surprisingly better together than I thought they would, you know, when he's been off the ball and so on and so forth. But here's the thing, and this even with LeBron, this has become a pattern where when you watch the Lakers, they look like everything's going well. Melo's hitting shots. Westbrook's fitting in. LeBron's doing his thing. You know, he's handling the ball sometimes. He's off the ball. Oh, AD's putting up numbers. And then you look up, and they're up by four. They're up by three. They're down by one against a mediocre team. I mean, obviously, they can't guard, and that's a big problem. But do you know what I'm talking about? Because they're looking good offensively right now. But then you look at the score, and they're up by one against Boston. You hear where I'm coming from?
I mean, they got out to a really early lead, and then they decided to just mess around for the next quarter So it's not a big deal.
So that's the problem.
We're gonna win the championship either way, so it's not tripping.
No, are you? So Rob G, you really not concerned?
Straight up home.
They haven't had their full roster. They still don't have their full roster.
But this was happening before LeBron was hurt. That's all I'm saying. It's a pattern.
But even then, LeBron missed 10 games.
But if you mean to tell me that Westbrook and Anthony Davis can't beat some of these also-rans that they've been losing to?
They should, but they also have an entirely new roster.
No, but so those two guys alone, look, Chris, shouldn't they be able to beat some of the teams?
You can't cherry pick the Lakers losing to the Oklahoma the way they did was, you know, no excuse.
There were two losses to them.
The defending champion Milwaukee Bucks are under 500. So why is no one talking about that?
Because they ain't the Bucks.
We never talk about the Bucks.
And like I said, I'm not dissing the Lakers. I'm just saying there's this pattern, and where it comes from is they have trouble defending.
Yeah, they gave up all of their defense the last 2 years for offense. That is true.
They can't. Younger, faster teams give them problems.
Yes.
And against Milwaukee, size gave them problems. And Milwaukee didn't even have Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, because they didn't have LeBron, and so it was AD
right.
and a bunch of
offense
short guys.
Offense is really not their problem. We've all talked about how's it going to work offensively. That's really not the issue.
No,
they don't have anyone to play together and get some time.
Yeah, they don't have anybody on the wing to defend.
And LeBron can't do it.
No.
He can do it in spurts, but that's about it. All right. Thank you, Rob G.
You're welcome. And I'm sorry, Steve, for what happened earlier. That's my bad.
Yeah, thank you. He made me look horrible. You know, just like you said, Rob, I'm not even listening to the show.
Does he have a tease for the end of the show? Coming up after the Odd Couple, JT the Brick will be on next. Is that the tease, Rob G?
He sabotaged me. He wants my spot. Look, I know he filled in for me once last week. He loved it. He's gotten a taste of the spotlight. He's been bitten by the fame bug, and he wants it. I know how.
So he's going to sabotage you so that Scott and Don will be like, Chris is like, he's not into the show. Closely. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right.
This is my upset special.
And up next, we're talking Magic Bird. Who's going to win tonight? Up next, get Tom Brady and the Patriots up in Peyton Manning and the Colts.
Wow. Roger Clemens pitching tonight for the Yankees. Right.
All right, Rob, big fight this weekend. I mean, I don't know if you're into it. You're not into boxing anymore.
Not like I used to. I really, you know what? You know I used to cover boxing.
I know.
There was just a period of boxing for me that really got bad, and I stopped watching it. And I hate to say this, but Mayweather and his style, Chris, turned me off to boxing as well. I used to watch the fights. I'm going to be honest. Am I crazy?
I agree with you. No, you're not. For me, it wasn't just Mayweather. You know who else it was? And he was a great champion. Bernard Hopkins.
Him too, see?
His fights were like, I mean, toward the end, they were dull. He was just kind of manhandling, you know, he was a roughhauser. Right. But, you know, not with punches. He
and
was
I'm
just
not saying I want guys to run out there and get with their chin, lead with their chin right. and get knocked right. out. Right. But can I get a little bit of action, Chris? Can I get... I just couldn't do it anymore.
No,
I'm telling you, I
totally understand. And I'm with you on Floyd. Like, Floyd said the other day, Rob, he talked about, to his credit, he gave Manny Pacquiao great props. He said he's one of the all-time greats, great fighter, blah, blah, blah. And he said, we didn't fight when we wanted to. And obviously, he was concerned about the, you know, drug where there was Pacquiao using PEDs.
Right.
And he said, but then when we did fight, we gave the world a great show. No, you didn't.
Thank you.
That was a horrible, and I don't want to hear all these, oh, you're not into the sweet science. Oh, it was a performance.
What a tactician's. No,
yeah.
Right.
It was a square dance. All right? I mean, it was terrible. And to your point, Rob, a lot of Floyd's fights were like that. And I've always said this. If I had a son or a mentee or protege, somebody, even if myself, was going to be a boxer, I would say, do it like Floyd Mayweather. He's not going to be punch drunk. He didn't get beat up. He went undefeated. He made more money than any other fighter in history, I believe. I think that's true. And so he did it. He's an incredible businessman and an incredible boxer. And I would say that's how you should do it. But for action, for fans, no.
It just didn't. We used to have the fights on at the barbershop. We used to watch, Chris, at night. And we would go, and I stopped going. I was just like, I'm disappointed.
Like, what am I doing?
Right. Yeah, I was just disappointed. Like I just wanted a little more action. And it's not that I don't understand the fight game and you know, trying to preserve yourself and put yourself out there. I'm not saying you run out there and get your block knocked off because you got your hands down. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And you're not defending yourself. Right, and all that. But it just got to the point where there wasn't enough action for me. And I had seen some great fights. I used to be in Vegas all the time. When I was at the Free Press, I was a columnist and I was the boxing writer. So I covered all the big fights, went to Vegas all the time. I was into it, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. And so the big fight is at the Mayweather's old weight, welterweight. Sean Porter, friend of the show. Sean's been on the show several times. Works with Fox on the boxing. Great guy. Really good guy. And I love to see him win. He is a great fighter, too. He's facing Terrence Crawford, who a lot of people, he's not the unanimous pound-for-pound champion. He's not even the pound-for-pound champion in people's eyes. But he's in the discussion. And he's undefeated. The knock on Crawford, Rob, is he hadn't really fought anybody. You know, but he did beat, he's fought a few. Kell Brook. Who beat Ed Sean Porter. He knocked Brooke out in the fourth round. He fought Amir Khan, who, yes, was moving up in weight. You know, he knocked him out in six. Jeff Horn, who I don't think was that good. They gave him the victory over Pacquiao. I thought Pacquiao beat him. But he knocked out Horn in the ninth. So he's fought a few people. But Sean Porter is going to be his toughest fight. Porter's never been stopped, Rob. He's lost some fight. He lost to Kell Brook. He lost to his just last fight with Errol Spence Jr. In a tough fight, a war. So this is going to be a great – I think most people, Rob, are watching this thinking Crawford's going to win, but they want to see him tested. And they think Porter, with his heart, with his strength, with his skill, will test Crawford, and that could bring out the best in him. So – I think it'll be a good fight. I'm hanging out with my wife tomorrow. But, you know, in this, I don't know if you're like this. I got to bring up something that's funny but true. My wife and I, Rob, I can't tell you how many times in the last 4 or 5 years we've gone out and we'll look at each other and be like, we'll look at our watches and be like, it's only 8:15?
Right.
We feel like it's 11. To us, it feels like it's 11:30.
Because
midnight.
Because of your schedule as well. Because I get it. I mean, seriously, it's not, Chris, the time. It's about like what your day is starts so early.
Early. Okay. That makes me feel better.
Feels later. No, I seriously. Because you wake up, nobody wakes up as early as you do, and your wife is an early riser with being a doctor and all that. So I think it has more to do with that.
That's a good thank you. That makes me feel good because I was just like, my goodness,
you feel old.
I'm
right?
getting old. You know, it's only 7:15. Golly. And so we'll go out, we'll do our thing, and then I probably will watch the fight. So I got Crawford. I hope Sean beats him because Sean is a great guy, and we love having him on the show.
Yes.
But I got Crawford, I'm going to say decision because I like Sean. But we'll see. All right, we got more iCouple coming your way. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on the Funky Flashback Friday, and it is funky up in here. All right, Rob, a lot of talk today on Twitter and the radio and social media. All this talk about the college football playoff being expanded to 12 games.
Not so fast.
Yeah, but it does seem like most media think it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And there were some false reports out there and some corrections and
right.
Some false corrections and some, you know, other corrections,
cause,
all that.
Because it was like it could happen next season, and that's just not possible.
Right. The earliest deals, it could happen, apparently, is 2024.
Right. So it's a couple years from now.
But you know this, Rob. I love the 12-game expansion. I wish it would happen next year. But I'll settle for 2024. But I love it. And here's why I say it, Rob. One, we've got so much parity in college football now that make it only four teams make the playoff, I just think it's unfair when there's so much parity. And, I mean, we got two undefeated teams. Well, three if you want to throw in, you know, University of Texas at San Antonio. Is that who they are? But you
why,
really
their games
got
don't count?
Well, they count because they're ranked, 10th in the country or something like that. Right. They're moving, 15th in the country. But in a 12, to your point, I'm glad you said that, Rob. Their games don't. And Rob G, check that out. I'm just guessing. UTSA, University of Texas at San Antonio. I'm assuming that's what it is. Check that out. The Roadrunners. But anyway, when you go 12 deep, Rob, we can throw a UTSA in there. They deserve it. They're 10-0. They play Division I football. We can throw a Cincinnati. Cincinnati is number 3. They're 3 AP. They're number 5 in the college football playoff rankings, meaning if everybody thinks stays, you know, according to plan, Cincinnati won't make it. And if Michigan State or Michigan beats Ohio State, Rob, which is number 4, they're going to jump Cincinnati. They're working this thing out so Cincinnati doesn't get in the top 4 playoff because they don't play, you know, nearly as tough a schedule. And I get that. My point is this. If you go to 12, you can throw a Cincinnati in there. You can throw a University of Texas at San Antonio, who's number 22 in the playoff rankings, in there.
Yeah, but the
and
only
that's
problem,
my point.
The only problem is even in the 4-team setup, it's been monopolized by a couple of schools. There have been a lot of lopsided losses, even in those four teams. So you're right. You could throw more people in. That doesn't mean it's going to be more competitive and different teams are going to win. So I don't know. So if you put a Cincinnati and what is it, Texas at San Antonio in there, Chris, and they get annihilated 61-6, is that really where you want to take it? And do you want to make your regular season like null and void, that you could lose 2 or 3 games in college football and it won't hurt you? That's the problem that I have with expanding it and putting in teams that really, when it comes down to that big game, can't win those. So what is the purpose of doing that? And I'm not saying that once in a blue moon something's going to happen. It's like the 1 versus 16 in the college basketball or the 64 teams. And still, Chris, like 25, 40 years later, a mid-major still hasn't won a championship. Still.
Yeah, but they've been in the finals.
They still haven't won,
They've been
though.
In the final game. That's a lot for a mid-major, though. You don't get the best players. You don't get, you know, the best recruiting
but
advantages.
But you would think that the sun would align, the stars and the planet, and one day one team would just be on their best game and they would just beat one of those juggernauts.
The other thing, though, is this, though, Rob. I'm not – and this isn't maybe an aberration here. Maybe. Maybe it'll continue. But I'm not just talking about for a Cincinnati or a Texas San Antonio. I'm talking about even the, like, a Michigan State. Michigan State has had a good enough season. Michigan, Notre Dame, where they deserve a shot. I don't think they're that far behind an Alabama, which has already lost a game this year, an Oregon. So I just think that, and the regular season isn't what it used to be anyway, where if you lost one or two games, that you're done, or one game. Like, the regular season in college football, Rob, is minimized anyway because so many people are now in the NFL so much more. So I think it'll help college football. I'm excited. I can't wait. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.